If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So you may remember a school called Tolimfundo Primary. We spoke about the school maybe, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago. And our reporter, Bizo Marumani, had actually broken the story for us. And we got in the parents, we got in the school governing body, we really unpacked it all. And eventually we also did a follow-up with the Department of Basic Education in Gauteng, who said, look, we are aware of the issue, and there was a protest at the time, we are aware of the issue, and we are going to resolve it. We now know and understand what had gone wrong. That was 2 years ago, in fact. And the person that came into studio at the time is here with us, Joe Matibedi. And he explained everything, laid it all out for us. But we're going to have to recap because we are still here. And from what I'm told, nothing has changed years later after that meeting. Dr. Matibedi, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you for having us. And the last time I was here was on the 25th of January, 2022.
Yeah. Okay. So before that, I want us to take us back to the original problem. You had been there, and when you came here the last time, you had been waiting for construction to be done on your school after how long? How many years was that?
By 2022, it was 21 years. So sure. Up to now, it's now 23 years.
What's the main problem? What had gone wrong there? What the original problem?
The original problem is the mobile classrooms that they had brought into the school. And the lifespan of the...
So wait, before we go there.
Yes.
The original building had structural problems, so that people can understand what had happened. There was a dilapidation, there were problems with the original building. Then the department brought in temporary structures, yeah? Moved the students out of the original buildings into the temporary structure. These children have been there for the past 20 plus years.
This is what happened. In the year 2000, when Tolimfundo was built, it was promised that come the next year,
yeah,
they will be completing the school.
Got you.
Yes, but unfortunately the school was not completed.
They were halfway there, sort of.
Halfway there. So kids had to come in
and start
certain
school.
Times.
Yeah.
You know, the lower grades had to come in earlier,
yeah,
and the higher grades had to come in later and leave at four.
Mm-hmm.
So the previous school governing body managed to organize and find dilapidated mobile classes from other school in Randfontein.
Mm.
And those were brought into Tolimfundo for our children to use. With the mindset that those will stay in the school for only about a year.
Got you. Because it's temporary, Mos.
It's temporary. Unfortunately, they stayed for 10 years up until they were in a state that, you know, we could no longer allow our children to be using those schools. And that was only the first batch of the mobile classes that was brought. So there was also a second batch that was brought, got dilapidated.
Because now, it's temporary.
It's temporary. Now we are sitting with a third batch of the mobile classes that are not conducive to teaching and learning in the school.
The last time when you were here, we managed to get everybody to sit down again with you eventually, after a while. I remember that. And what were the promises made to you?
The promises made were that we will be getting the second phase of the school, and the school will be
construction built. Would start.
Yeah, the construction would start.
Because let's just remember that what had happened is that there was a contractor came in, and when the school stopped, whatever construction stopped, it's because that contractor, there was an issue with the contractor, they say.
The only time we got convinced and we thought our school was getting built was when we had come into these studios and
afterwards, exactly.
After we had spoken to you guys.
And then someone came. I remember some officials came with a contractor.
Not with a contractor, yeah. Exactly. But we were told that every procedure that has to be followed for a tender to be awarded to a certain contractor has to be followed.
Gotcha.
And to which every process was followed.
Yeah.
On the 23rd of September last year, contractors came into the school for a formal...
Yes. Yeah, I remember there was an assessment.
Yes.
And then they said, we are now happy. we're going to start.
We are starting now.
Mm.
And now, a project steering committee was formed.
Yeah.
We were asked and told to say, involve every stakeholder that has to do with the community.
Correct.
Let us make sure that anything and everything that has to happen before a tender is awarded, and when everything has to start, then we don't have to struggle. And we did everything that it is that we had been asked to do. But
What went wrong?
And the construction was supposed to have started on the 15th of January. Come the 15th of January, nothing is being communicated to us. Yes, we are human. We decide to say, yes, let's be patient and see what happens. But come the 29th of January, we decide to go to the GD offices to find answers, to say, what is it that is happening with Tolim Funda? You know, you meet one of the guys that are into implementation of the project that we are dealing with.
Yeah.
That tells you, there's nothing I can do. I have just been told to stop engaging with Tolim Fundo, and unfortunately, I have to listen to my superiors.
Yeah.
And now there's nothing that I can do since then. Now, after we leave the offices without finding any joy, and having spoken to both the directors that we need to be speaking to, they said to us, please give us 45 minutes, we'll be coming.
Okay.
Come 3 hours later, they're not coming back to us. On our way home, we get a call from the MEC's office to say, please come back. We need to engage with you.
Okay.
And then that's when we started engaging with the MEC's office when it comes to the construction of the school.
Mm-hmm. And what then was the communication when you came back?
The communication was that, yes, we understand that there are politics going on inside of the GDE offices.
Okay.
And the constructor that has been appointed is a constructor from the Eastern Cape. And unfortunately, because the constructor is from the Eastern Cape, we cannot. Is it that we don't have people that are capable enough in Gauteng that are able to do that? So now the GDA and the DBSA had to go back to the table to speak about that. And ever since then, we've never had anything tangible. We've never had anything to speak of.
Okay. So you are here now. What happened today?
Unfortunately, we had to march as per before. We had to march to the offices of the GDE and, you know, seek answers, ask questions. What is it that a particular black child has done? We always get a different person, the unfortunate part. We always get a different person with the same promises that we will be coming back to you, we will be engaging you regarding this. So to me and us as the SGB, it seems as if Barakorona Tulang Hanya Animan, Akeli Tosem Moya, and then we will get back to you. Maybe, you know, you might relax and stuff. But to tell you the honest truth, we feel, as the parents and the community of Protea-Clan, that we are being played with and we are not being told the truth. If the GDE and all the officials do not want to come and build that school, they might as well remove us from that particular dangerous situation for our kids. We're not fighting for this because of we have to fight and it has to be a fight. But the unfortunate part is our children's lives, our children's safety, the teachers that work in the school, their safety is being compromised because every second or third week in that particular school, we have to kill a snake. Every second or third week in that school, you know, we're facing every kind of a problem. For now, as I speak to you, in that particular school, if a teacher needs to use,
I've been told, a bathroom,
ablutions, they need to use a bathroom. Unfortunately, they have to share it with kids or go to the nearest mall or to the nearest garage. You know, for a staff of 62 people in one school, they have to use the same toilet, all of them. Unless then, if you are pressed, you need to go and negotiate with the kids to say, hey, Mtana, wait just a little bit. I need to relieve myself. You know, it's...
What then does this mean? What's your plan going forward?
If a black child of Protea-Clan, if a black child of Tolim Fundo, And if a black worker of Tolimfundo, you know, and every stakeholder of Tolimfundo that is involved in that particular school, doesn't matter. And if they recognize that school as a non-grata school, as a school that doesn't exist, they might as well say, parents, come, let's meet, give us your children, let's find spaces for these children, and we put them in other schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we are dealing with people that are saying to us, we only want to come.
So an alternative is to shut it down. And,
we
and,
might as well
and then
shut
get
it down.
The children to go to other
schools. Yeah, we might as well shut
Place
the school
them
down.
Place them in other schools.
Because we can't be putting people's lives at risk like what is happening at a particular moment.
Mm.
You know, the problems that I'm mentioning about Tolimfundo are very big. And Tolimfundo is mentioned as a quintile 4 school.
Yes.
And being a quintile 4 school, it says to us it's a semi-model C school.
It is, you're paying. It is.
Yes.
It is.
And every other school that has come to Protea Clan and that has come after Tolimfundo is done, finished, and it's a non-school fee-paying school.
Mm.
Even Tolimfundo is a non-school fee-paying school. But we are regarded as a school fee paying school. You know, we don't have toilets. Almost 1,000 kids have to share about 3 toilets. 62 plus staff have to share 1 toilet. If you are too pressed, you need to go to the loo. So, Tolimfundo is a disaster waiting to happen. And we're not waiting for a disaster to happen. We don't want that particular disaster to happen. All we are saying and all we are asking for is that let's give a black child a proper learning institution.
Did they give you a response? They said they're coming back to you.
They said they are coming back to us. And
they tell you by when?
Yes, I got a call after we had a match about 3-4 hours later to say, let's engage and speak all about all these other issues.
When did they say they'll come to you?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
The issues that I'm talking about, you know, it's issues that you don't need to go to tender for.
Mm.
The issue of equintile, the issue of
cross-cutting, I'm
ablutions,
told.
Yeah. You know, everyone deserves that. And the sad part when I speak of ablutions is that we went for a meeting to GDE officers and they didn't have water. And they were all told to evacuate the building.
Mm.
With immediate effect.
Mm.
But now, there's a child that is sitting there. There's a child that cannot hold themselves. Mm. There's a child that will choose to go into the same loo that is full. Full, because they need to relieve themselves.
Mm.
But that child has to live in that windows particular.
Okay. You said they said they'll come back to you tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, we'll give them a few days. We'll come back to you maybe in a week and just check on you. On if there's progress. We'll also get in touch with them and see if there's progress. How's that?
I've heard that for the past 23 years from them. You know, the only time that I will believe that something is definitely happening at Tolimfundo is when I see trucks with bricks and cement and coming into the school. But we've always had the same excuses and
let's walk the journey together. Let's see what happens. I appreciate you coming through. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
And our thoughts are with you and the children there at Tolimfundo.
Yeah. Not with me as per individual,
for all of you parents and children and the teachers actually as well.
Yes, yeah. The employees.
Joe Matibedi is the school governing body chairperson at Tolimfundo Primary. This is a school in Soweto, and you've heard the story. It's in Protea Glen. We'll come back in a week, maybe two, and see what
Thank
happens.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.